producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Chipotle restaurants in Oregon and Washington could reopen as soon as tomorrow. Health investigators say they found no link between the restaurant and a recent E. coli outbreak that made more than 40 people sick. Chipotle has agreed to give all 43 of the closed restaurants a deep cleaning before they open again.
All right, question is, are they going to offer colon hydrotherapy for the 42 people who claim to have been sickened by Chipotle when forensic scientists from the CDC could not find any link? All of the technology they have, you know, whatever happened to, like, the CSI TV shows that wrap up in, like, 60 minutes or less? Is that fantasy? That is pharmaceutical fantasy, isn't it? Because in real life, they're like, well, we can't find the source, so we don't know. In the meantime, Chipotle closed, I don't know, how many 40-some-odd stores in the Pacific Northwest, and they deep-cleaned them. And what are the 42 people that are suing, or however many people are suing Chipotle, now do they still have a suit to say, I got sick after eating it with no proof? What's going to happen there?
You're thinking, now, who is it that's supposed to offer them all free colon hydrotherapy?
I would say at this point the CDC, because, you know, Chipotle, if they aren't responsible for this, and you know, who is? I mean, this to me seems like a black ops scenario. What do you think?
I know colon hydrotherapy is a beloved topic for many people, but I'm just thinking, if I just had E. coli, the last thing I want to do is stick something up my butt, you know?
Okay, all right.
Pass. Thank you.
For you, yeah. Then, for you, how about an infusion of silver hydrosol?
Silver hydro. Okay, I'll go for the silver. Yes. Wait a minute. Where are you?
No. Just kidding. You can drink it.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
You can do some silver aloe protocol. You'll be all right. Okay. You know, listen. E. coli is normally occurring microbe in your gut. Did you know that? Everybody's got a little E. coli, but it's only certain what they call strains of E. coli that are deadly or dangerous or infectious. Why is that? How could it be? And how would you know the difference between a friendly E. coli? I mean, would it be wearing happy clothes? Would it have a smiley face? And the deadly E. coli, which would wear some kind of terrorist headband for ISIS. How do you know the difference? Well, your body knows. Your immune system knows, or should know. And in fact, if you are in a healthy gut ecology scenario, the E. coli, even if it were to enter, may be mild or minimal in its ability to invade and take over. And so, should we look into, I mean, if I was Chipotle, here, you know, what I would want to do is look at all the people who are suing and say, what was your health prior to eating here? Give me some health records. Give me some evidence that you ate here and you got sick because of something the CDC can't even find. Now, I'm not saying that there's never a point of reality that food poisoning happens. I mean, it happens. It happens in fast food restaurants. It can happen at a high-end, frou-frou, five-star restaurant. It can happen in your own home. But the reality is, to correct it fast, this is kind of like a food poisoning scenario, is it not? What do we do? Just like I offered Superdon, turn on the fire hose, and yes, you can take it orally. Put out the fire with the silver hydrosol right away. Utilize homeopathics. Take lots of probiotics following the episode, and you won't suffer 3, 5, 7 days later. Now, granted, they say sometimes the E. coli is incubating. It's like taking its sweet time to surprise you when you least expect it. But if you have symptoms of a gastrointestinal variety that are out of the ordinary for you, in other words, it's not just a little bit of gas that occasionally happens when you eat one of those burritos that are bigger than your head. You know, it's like, no, this is not something that you normally have occur. These are times where we could pay attention to our GI symptoms, the signaling. They're trying to communicate to us, hey, there's a problem down below. Get on top of this or else we're going to get on top of you and it's not going to be pretty.
Now, I have had experience with the silver in a situation like that before where I remember one morning I woke up after, I can't remember what I ate.
Okay.
But whatever it was not agreeing with me, and I had some horrible stomach cramping going on. I mean, like the kind that you know something's wrong.
You're doubling over, right?
I happened to have one of those small, I forget what are those, 2 ounce, 4 ounce bottles of silver with a dropper in it.
Yeah.
And it was, it was like, in case of emergency, break glass. I just pulled the stopper out of that thing and I chugged that sucker. And you know what? Within an hour, the cramps were gone.
Beautiful. That's what happened to my mom. And I've said this story many years now. The food poisoning, she called me, she said she had, and she did just what you did. Opened up a 2 ounce bottle, drank it down, an hour later called me and said, I'm better. This is, I want this to be common knowledge so we don't end up unnecessarily, needlessly. No, again, life happens. Food poisoning is going to happen. And these are just things that if we knew, if we trained ourselves, if we learned, if we listened and we applied, great grandma knew about some methods to soothe, food poisoning scenarios. In homeopathy, we would do arsenicum album. Homeopathic arsenic would be great. I would always precede it by a dose of homeopathic Bryonia alba because the liver is going to be working overtime to detox, of course. But I guess, and I know this is super dumb. This is a story about Chipotle and food poisoning, CDC not finding anything. But it's hard for me to not make these moments very teachable. So they're not just about griping about fast food, even if it's cleaner, or griping about the CDC's inability to track it down, or griping about the litigious nature of the American people who want to sue for everything. Instead, I'd say, you know what? If you're in this situation, wouldn't it be a whole lot easier to remedy it right away and move on with your life rather than spending all that time and energy going after something that may not even be something that you'll be benefited by? I mean, okay, we know the lawyers would be in this case. But, I mean, they shut down 43...
objective and stuff.
I know. They shut down 40... That doesn't make for good talk radio, does it?
Being objective. You got to be angry and shake your fist at somebody.
What I got to do is just rage against the machine, provide no options, no solutions, because that's what everybody wants. They just want to foment anger and hatred. They want to be like the University of Missouri dunderheaded professor of media who... do we have that story on the docket today? Is there any way I could squeeze that in? I do want to talk about the University of Missouri in a little while.
Sure.
Okay. My producer says it's okay. We'll find a way. The outbreak appears to be over, as you heard. 43 outlets closed in Washington and Oregon. They could not find the source of this thing. The CDC, with all of its high-tech equipment and CSI investigations, we don't know where it is. They're cleaning these restaurants. And, I just am highly suspicious of these claims. I think this was a hit on Chipotle. How do we slow the growth of Chipotle down? They've come out against the biotech industry. They've come out against GMOs. We've got to make them pay. And I don't know. I don't have evidence. I don't have a person to point to that I've got a smoking. I just an intuition, a gut feeling. I could be totally wrong. You can let me know what you think. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355 right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Live 7 to 9 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern Time, right here on GCN, our syndicator. Blasting out through the universe, also through Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. Epic Times, thanks to Jerry Doyle, and Across the Pond on UKHealthRadio.com. Where do we go from here? How about yesterday we talked about cholesterol again. Yeah. How about, what were you thinking? I'm thinking cholesterol. Well, what do you think?
I was going to say, how about we talk about our favorite topic?
Which is?
Vaccines.
Okay, we can tie vaccines into cholesterol. I think we can do that.
I think so.
Vaccines.
Well, somebody did anyway.
They're promoting. Yeah, somebody did. Remember they were talking about the pipeline of drugs. They're drying up. They don't have much of them. And, you know, the drugs don't have the advantage of vaccines. The drugs don't have, a limitation or elimination of all liability should they harm, injure, or kill you, where vaccines do when they're included on the CDC recommended schedule, the mandate, so to speak. So vaccines are the savior of the medical industrial, pharmaceutical industrial complex. And researchers are trying to figure out ways to make vaccines for anything and everything. You know, if there was a vaccine against people who don't like GMOs, they'd make it. They would. But this vaccine, they're claiming, is reducing cholesterol in mice and monkeys. And you have to be a mouse or a monkey to accept a vaccine to reduce cholesterol. That is the most stupid, idiotic, dunderheaded idea that I've heard since the dawn of statin drugs. A vaccine that targets a protein in the blood lowered cholesterol levels dramatically in mice and macaque monkeys, researchers reported in this new study. The protein PCSK9, sounds like a dog monkey virus, encourages the breakdown of receptors cholesterol binds to when it is flushed out of the body. So basically what they're doing is setting you up to have an autoimmune reaction against your God-given receptor sites on certain cells in your body. Does this sound a little troubling to anybody out there? Oh my gosh, we could stop using statin drugs if we could only get a vaccine that would destroy our receptor sites from within. I'm telling you, men are idiots. Men who take this, you're not much better than the doctors who would prescribe this stuff. Let's give you a vaccine to reduce your ability to utilize cholesterol, which is a God-given substance in the body your liver produces to keep you alive, healthy, young, vital, cognitively inclined, not impaired. But it's not enough to do a statin drug. Now you need a vaccine for mice, monkeys, and men. I wish I were making this up. This is where a guy go, man, oh man, alien life beaming down from another planet onto Earth and going, there's not much intelligence life here, especially that which has an MD attached to it. Or even in this case, a PhD in vaccinology. All right, what about heartburn? I'm going to talk about that next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
That last story, I think it gave me a little heartburn. I remember those days. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Little Alka-Seltzer, little Tums, little Rolaids. Remember, I was the pharmaceutical kid. That's where I came from. That's how I grew up. That's how I was raised. To get to this point where, you know, you can see through the pharmaceutical matrix. You can see through the biotech matrix. I mean, you literally can see the language. And, you know, when I talk about these things, it's hard-won information, certainly. Partly, or mainly, in fact, because my body had to survive the dunderheadedness of doctors. And God bless those doctors. Like I said, it's not that they're evil. You know, there's evil everywhere. I mean, you can find it if you look for it. Sometimes you don't even have to look, but they're trained that way. And they have to work very hard to undo their training, to outlearn their training, to deprogram from their pharmaceutical propagandizing to get to this point where, you know, it's like, where are the doctors standing up and going, no, just no, that's enough already. Not a vaccine for the receptor sites to cholesterol. That's a stupid idea. But maybe they're on statin drugs and they're too stupid to recognize it. I don't know. But I got to ask the question. Now, we have a heartburn story. Any of you had heartburn? I've had it. Those days when I ate food that was grown with pesticides that had additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, man, everything I ate was met with gastrointestinal distress. Heartburn, man. I just remember hitting those OTC drugs. This was before they had PPIs, which we'll get into in a little while. Actually, we'll get into it now because the headline reads, anti-heartburn meds increase risk of death for hospital patients. And they're going right into the PPIs. Now, we're well beyond Alka-Seltzer. We're well beyond antacids. These are proton pump inhibitors. They stop the production of stomach acid. They don't just neutralize it temporarily. They stop the production of stomach acid. They're like, well, we're doing a treatment that requires drugs that would cause you to have gut bleeding, but hey, if we stop production of stomach acid, maybe the bleeding will be less. This is it. This is the idiocy. This is the lunacy we're dealing with. We got to give you these drugs, but these drugs are going to cause you to bleed, so let's stop your stomach acid from producing any stomach acid. And then, of course, digestion is impaired, even worse than it was than when you first went in. So hospital patients prescribed PPIs are at a higher risk of dying because of, guess what? Not bleed outs, hospital-acquired infections, nosocomial infections, like pneumonia, and guess what, friends? Clostridium difficile, C. diff. What was it that I've said, many times over the years here? Am I patting myself on the back? No, I'm just, it's a memory lane thing. Remember the first time I figured this out? I was like, what the hell is going on? Where's all this C. diff infection coming from? Back in the 90s, in my early homeopathic career, through the 90s, I don't think I ever recall hearing of a patient saying, I have Clostridium difficile infection. Maybe late 90s, I don't know. Super Don, you don't remember C. diff infections in your youth. I never heard Clostridium difficile.
Never heard about it before, but now you hear about it nearly
all the time.
I mean, it's constantly in the news cycle now.
Yeah, and so they're acknowledging what I've said. It's like you block the production of stomach acid. Now you have a pH differential in the stomach, and suddenly bacteria that were designed only to live in a pH of 1 or so, you know, you've got raised pH. Now you've got all kinds of bacteria that can suddenly manifest. Before that, it was the ulcer one, Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori. That was big as they were moving this direction.
Helicopter what?
Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori. Oh, okay. They said so. This was also a problem because they were doing other things, not as severe as PPIs, and so we knew this was a problem. Now the C. diff, but literally this risk is so big. The researchers used a computer model based on already existing stats of inpatient hospital patients, finding new prescriptions of PPIs during a hospital stay led to an increased risk of death in 90% of simulated patients. And you're going, well, that's only simulated, Robert. Well, what about the real patients? The increased risk of death occurs in 79% of them. You tell me how they're practicing responsible medicine. They're practicing malpractice. A doctor writes you a script. For the most part, it's malpractice when it comes to PPIs. A death rate increase potential of 79% among hospitalized patients? Given these drugs? Come on, man. How are they getting away with this? Where's Dick Durbin calling for hearings on this, huh? Of course he's not. He's on drugs, too. All right, when we come back, Syngenta is patenting natural foods with no GMOs in them. How is this possible?
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, my goodness. The things I'm learning behind the scenes here from Superdome. I feel like, gosh,
hey,
darn
man,
it.
You ask the question, you're going to get the answer.
There's so much that I don't know. I mean, it, you know, people say, wow, Robert, you know a lot. Dude, I there's a lot of stuff I don't know.
And you, now you wish you didn't. But
granted, though, the stuff that I don't know, I could do without knowing now that I know it. What are we talking about? We'll explain in a little while. But that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, to learn stuff. And if you want to teach us stuff, you can. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Go to robertscottbell.com. Op-eds work in the notes. They'll be up soon. robertscottbell.com. You can submit your questions or comments. And when we get to them, we'll get to them on the air. Unless you say, please don't say this on the air. At least not with your name. Please tell us if that's the case, other than if you're Shara's aunt, our friend out in California, who we'll say her name anyway. But she's wonderful. Okay, so where were we going? We were just doing the anti-heartburn meds, which was just a stunning level of lunacy. Every time I think they reach a new level, they keep going. You know, it was the vaccine against receptor sites for cholesterol. Now they're literally giving you these PPI drugs. And by the way, these are like Nexium and Prevacid and... what's another purple pill? Do you got any other names
Prilosec,
for me?
Prilosec. You know, Larry
Prilosec,
the Cable Guy.
That's the big one. Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy. Prilosec is like, woo! I'm not digesting anything. Woo! I'm going to get cancer. Woo! Yeah, sorry, Larry. That's just, if you're really doing that, it's not looking good for you. But the reality is most people suffering with, for instance, gastroesophageal reflux disease are not producing enough stomach acid. Yeah, that's true. They're not producing enough. It's not that they have too much. And so they're not starting the breakdown of proteins and things in the stomach that is part and parcel of the starting point of a digestive processes. I mean, the starting point's really in the mouth, but as it gets in the stomach. And, of course, you get putrefying, sorry to gross you out, proteins. They're going to, you know, erupt gaseous emissions, and it's going to spew out a little bit of low pH acid to the esophagus. That erodes the esophagus. That tissue is not designed to handle that low pH liquid. And so we want to produce adequate quantities of stomach acid so digestion happens. Things move on right away from the stomach on down through the small intestine where the pH shifts again for other aspects of digestive function to occur. Now, corrective action. We've talked homeopathy. One of the things that I've mentioned, Alta Health products can gest, which is a powder that you mix into warm water to activate, and you drink that down three times a day prior to meals, and it is a game changer for functionality of stomach, of intestinal health, of gallbladder and liver. Really good stuff. And that's a corrective action. It would be much superior than using PPI drugs, which evidently increase your risk of death by all causes, particularly infection. Excuse me, by 79%, real people. And that's real world. That is just stunning. How is that even happening? So we got a crazy world we live in. You know that. Look around. Look around you. All you see are crazy people. And you may be the only sane one because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Syngenta in the news. Patenting natural foods with no GM biotechnology using a process long used by farmers. Now, how is this happening? Right, it's one thing to say, well, our intellectual property is a genetically engineered ingredient. We put a salmon gene and a tomato gene together, and we made a special kind of a fish larva, right? And that's ours. Now, I'm not in favor of it, but I understand you could say, all right, they created that in a lab. But when you propagate, let's say, certain species of plants, and you like certain properties of those plants, and you crossbreed them through generations of those plants, that is not the same as genetic engineering. Yet, Syngenta and Monsanto are now attempting to claim that it is, as they are patenting something called food. Oh. Not GMO food. Not made in a lab using juice slicing.
It used to be called food.
It used to be called food. 10 companies control 65% of proprietary or intellectual property protected seed, but that's not enough. GM seed's not enough. Now they're claiming their smart breeding techniques, which is not GMO technology, is creating new strains, for instance, of a pepper that is high yielding, resistant to pests, and they want to patent it. And of course, if that happens and they're allowed to go through with it, they can spread their demon seed all over, and if you actually get cross-pollinated, you can be sued for violation or theft of intellectual property by Syngenta. Or Monsanto. Again, we're not talking genetically engineered ingredients. That's how you know this planet is, well, the people on this planet are on the way out when this stuff starts happening. This is not free market libertarian ideology. This is plain, just put a gun to your head now. This is just, again, more evidence of the stupidity of humanity that we would even consider this as a viable business plan or operation. But then again, this is the world where you have a Democrat in the White House who says we should promote the TPP because it's good for you and me. Super Don, you know about the TPP?
What's the TPP?
What, you don't know what the TPP is? Give a listen.
I work for Fox News.
If you work for Fox News, you should know what the TPP is.
Well, you know, I work there, but that doesn't necessarily mean I keep up with it.
What is that?
Never heard of it?
No.
It's the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Ring any bells now?
No.
No one knows what it is! You down with TPP?
Yeah, you
know me. You down with TPP?
Yeah, you
know me. You down with TPP?
Yeah, you know me.
What is TPP?
Does anyone in Times Square know what the TPP is? Anyone?
Toilet paper?
Why not?
I just don't care. I mean, I have my own problems to worry about, so.
Gotcha, like what hat to buy next, right?
Right, exactly.
So you got Obama promoting the TPP. By the way, what did Super Don teach me? What was the original song about, the OPP?
OPP, yeah.
Yeah, and I did not know what that was, and now I do, and I'm just...
Now you do. Now you know that people are asking if you're down with organic plum pudding.
Okay, that was not what you told me on the break.
Yeah, you know me.
Okay, organic plum pudding.
No.
TPP. Now, that was a really great piece to show how few people know about it. But again, the senators weren't even allowed to read it. If they were, they had to read about it, and they couldn't mention anything to the press about what they read. It was so-called in camera. And now that it's come out, more information has been leaked about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Again, another treaty of free trade, which is not free trade, it's managed trade. And when you begin to look at this Obama trade bill that he's all about, right? Democrat, for the people, by the people, right? Not Big Pharma. No, not in California. Wait, no, they are in California. They're all about Big Pharma. Well, the TPP would boost biotech patents, totally protect the Monsantos of the world, the Syngentas of the world, the pharmaceutical industrial complex of the world. It would enhance and strengthen and lengthen, if you will, and I'm not talking OPP now, I'm talking TPP. Enhance and strengthen and lengthen the patent protection of the synthetic, sometimes genetically engineered drug molecules, as well as pretend food. Biologics, they call these biologic drugs. All right, all you Obama lovers, and I know I may not have many of them in my audience here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but this is indefensible. And of course, somebody will claim that it's racism to bring up the TPP and Obama and how Obama is all for it. And you can tell them if they claim that it's racist, only in the racist concept of eugenics could it be racist, because the things that would be foisted upon the world could eliminate races of people on the planet. If we consume these things, if we are drugged by these things, there is nothing in the natural world that says we are lacking genetically engineered drug biologics, and that is the reason we're ill, any more than we are lacking Syngenta's, I don't know, name their crop, or we are lacking Monsanto's biotech BT corn. And that's the only reason we're alive today, is because Monsanto brought that. I mean, these are absurdities. And yet this is the kind of thing that Obama is foisting upon us, because he's a puppet. Remember, they voted puppets into the Toy Hall of Fame, and I said the U.S. presidents need to be included. I'm not under the delusion that Obama even knew what he was writing about when he wrote that letter congratulating his followers that we have finally passed it. It was 100 years in the making, talking about the portable, affordable, unaffordable care act, Obamacare, when they acknowledged 100 years. But they manifest this way now, it'll manifest that way later. They got a debate going on for the Republicans, and is anybody rooted in the Constitution besides Rand Paul? A little bit of pepper in the other candidates that'll mention it or pay lip service to it once in a while. And you think that's going to change? You know, this is why we come back to growing your own food. We come back to disconnecting from the medical pharmaceutical industrial complex, which they prohibit you from disconnecting because of Obamacare, which so theoretically mandates your participation in a vast allopathic insurance scheme that has no escape clause. Unless you have a religious belief that allows you to participate in some form of Amish health care or Christian ministry, you know, sharing healthcare scenarios. But think about this. We have to plead our way out of enslavement
to medical mandates? How is this even close to being in the realm of freedom, the definition? No definition of freedom I've ever read, except the ones they make up as they go along. You can only be free if you are mandated to participate in a monopoly economic scheme to keep you trapped to the dunderheaded dunces of the medical establishment who would foist vaccines that would destroy your cholesterol receptor sites in your body, who would provide for you unlimited amounts of Prevacid, or what were the other ones, the PPI drugs? I can't even remember. I don't like to even remember them. The purple pills, the Nexium. You can have all the Nexium you want in Obamacare. And yet it increases your actual risk of death because of nosocomial infections like Clostridium difficile and, did I mention, pneumonia. Wow. I'm just so not impressed. I was already not impressed with modern medicine. It's getting less impressive by the segment here. Maybe we should change our sense of humor. Or will that mean we need another drug, too? After the break, we'll find out.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Lastig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Lastig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at Lastig.com. L-E-C-I-G.com. Kick some ash with Lastig.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this is in the Super Don is in big trouble segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show because of this story. Not really. No, he's not. A story about humor. And listen, we love to laugh. We love to be silly. I love making Super Don laugh. I love it when I catch you off guard. And it's not like I intend to, but it happens from time to time.
It does
you know,
happen.
You're like,
I mean, listen, it's organic. It's completely organic on this show.
Yeah,
really
we script everything down to the second. No, of course it's not. We've got stories we want to cover with you. You know, sometimes there are goofy things that happen beyond our control. But a lot of times we just like to laugh because it's so tragic we have to when I cover these horrible medical minions. But here's a good story. Not really, but change in sense of humor, a sign of impending dementia. Oh, Lord. The subtitle, an increasingly warped sense of humor, could be an early warning sign of impending dementia, say UK experts. Super Don, you're done for, aren't you?
I guess. But see, here's the thing. I mean, should I happen to walk out the door, forget to put on my pants or something like that, somebody might say, oh, you have dementia. Maybe it's just because I have a warped sense of humor.
Right, yeah, you're going outside to make people laugh. Where's my underpants? Right. Well, I hope you have your underpants on. Never mind. Otherwise, that OPP thing comes into play. Increasingly warped sense of humor could be an early warning sign. You know, it's a serious story. At the same time, I just don't know. You know, wouldn't it be a normal thing for your sense of humor to shift a little bit over time as you see life differently? You know, teenager.
Listen,
you know?
I think what they're referring here to is that suppose you know, Grandpa Joe.
Yeah.
Is just some, you know, crotchety, grumpy, serious guy, you know. And then all of a sudden one day he's breaking out into song and acting like Monty Python. Okay, yeah, maybe then you might go, okay, something might be wrong here.
No, maybe he discovered cannabis.
That's true. Which
could
does
be giggling.
Dementia. Yeah, hey,
I can
Alzheimer's,
tell you,
right?
Hey. Super Don, how many old people, like, you know, our parents' age, are like discovering cannabis now? If you remember, there was a video of like three ladies, elderly ladies. Do you remember
that? They made one with three old men too, trying to.
Did they? And they're like the first time, yeah. But this is, I guess they're saying that, you know, there might be a sign because they were doing like a survey. Recruited 48 patients from the dementia clinic, and they asked friends and relatives of those patients to rate the loved ones' liking of different kinds of comedy, slapstick such as Mr. Bean, satirical comedy such as Yes, Minister, or absurdist comedy such as Monty Python. Absurdist comedy, we love that, as well as any examples of inappropriate humor. And nearly all of the respondents said with hindsight that they had noticed a shift in the 9 years before the dementia had been diagnosed. So is it possible that you pay attention to your elders and say, one day they laugh at Mr. Bean, the next day they laugh at Monty Python? and you say, wait a second. Now, if that's the case, and I'm not saying it isn't, but if it is the case, what would it lead to if you look at the NHS in Great Britain or the socialized system in Canada or the medical mandates in America? All it would lead to was earlier drug therapy for early onset dementia. Even before the symptoms are there, the only symptom is the sense of humor shifted. Now we automatically got to give you a drug. Or they'll develop a vaccine against dementia that will block receptor sites of some kind. There will be no mention of mercury. There will be no mention of aluminum. There will be no implementation of silicon-rich water or Alta Health product silica to restore integrity to brain and neurological tissue, binding aluminum, getting it out of the body. There will be none of that. So what's the point? Let them laugh, and if you find out that your mom and dad suddenly shifted in old age in their humor patterns, why not get them on some silicon-rich water? We had Chris Exley, PhD, Dr. Exley, remember him? He's showing reversals of these things with silicon-rich water.
That's right. He was the one that was talking about aluminium.
Yes, aluminium, right? So it's a silly story, but it's a serious story. And if you see this shift, it isn't necessary to go to a dunderheaded doctor. It is necessary, however, to detoxify them from heavy metals, increase silicon levels in the body, increase selenium levels in the body, increase hydration in the body. Go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook to learn how molecular hydrogen can help the brain as well. And with that, I'm going to go get a drink of Robert's water. Thanks to the Echo Water from Paul.
Not aluminium.
Hey, we got some great stuff tomorrow, but next hour coming up, the Robert's Power Heals Yours. Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.